Today, Rob Warden directs the Center on Wrongful Convictions at Northwestern University Law School. A former Chicago Daily News reporter, he published a popular legal magazine called The Chicago Lawyer, which investigated many court cases of questionable merit.
In the Fort Heights 4 case, four innocent young African-American men were convicted of abducting and murdering a white couple, raping the woman repeatedly. Two of them were sentenced to death, two of them to long prison terms. I became persuaded in 1983 that they were absolutely innocent. They'd been the victim of false testimony by someone who purported to be an accomplice. In fact, she wasn't an accomplice. She had nothing at all to do with the crime. She was a mentally deficient young lady who the police just had behaved unconscionably in questioning. They then convicted her, sentenced her to 50 years in prison, and held that over her head to force her to testify against the others. It was just a horrendous case. It took from start to finish, from the time they were convicted until the time they were exonerated in 1996, a total of 17 years for these, out of these four innocent men's lives. They were exonerated only thanks to the advent of DNA technology. Of course, we had known all those years who committed that crime. They, incidentally, settled their civil rights case for $36 million. That's the largest single civil rights settlement ever in the history of the United States. But the way the Fort Heights 4 case came to my attention was a letter from one of the defendants, a young man named Dennis Williams. And a young editor I had hired working for me opened that letter. Her name was Margaret Roberts. She was quite taken with it. We were very interested because the death penalty was relatively new, and here was a case in which, you know, we might be able to show people were actually being wrongfully convicted and sentenced to death. That's the reason we undertook it and did these initial exposés, and we came up with a witness saying that someone else did it. We came up with all kinds of very solid material, but the legal profession at that time simply wasn't really willing to accept that the system could produce the horrendous result that we believed it produced.
Rob Warden's investigation into the Fort Heights 4 case resulted in the 1998 book, A Promise of Justice, which he co-authored with Northwestern journalism professor David Protas.
We did a reinvestigation of the case, hired a private investigator, assigned some Northwestern students to work on it, and as a result of that, actually came up with a confession from one of the actual perpetrators of the crime.
Describe the circumstances of a confession.
The man who confessed, his name was Arthur Red Robinson, had obviously felt, he'd felt very guilty over the years, for basically 17 years after having been a participant in this crime. The students and our private investigator started interviewing Red Robinson, and they'd take him to this restaurant, and they were sort of playing on him psychologically, and ultimately he just gave it all up and told the whole story. Forensic evidence, DNA testing actually corroborated his version of the events and exonerated the four men who had originally been convicted.
How hard is it to get a judge to intervene in a case where people have been convicted of a vicious instance of rape and murder to actually make the decision that people should go free?
Well, in this case, the state's attorney's office waived all kinds of technical requirements like notice on filings and enabled the defendants, the minute this became known, to have a hearing the very next morning before the presiding judge of the Cook County Circuit Court, at which the state's attorney's office joined in the motion and acknowledged that there had been, that there was persuasive evidence of a gross miscarriage here, and asking that the men be released pending further investigation. in a downtown hotel, we had a grand celebration with champagne and shrimp and things, a lot of, even caviar.
Things that they were not likely served in jail.
That they hadn't received on death row, and we made a lot of jokes about that. It was a generally joyous occasion.